A recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling struck a blow to public sector unions. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Lori Mack reports, some union leaders say they're hopeful the blowback may actually strengthen their organizations.
In nearly half of the states, including Connecticut, public sector workers who choose not to join their union still had to pay mandatory union fees, which supported collective bargaining for everyone. But the 5-4 ruling in Janus versus AFSCME says public sector unions can no longer collect mandatory fees from non-members, even though non-members will still benefit from collective bargaining by the unions. That, says Randy Weingarten, American Federation of Teachers president, is infuriating to union members.
What unions do is we try to solve problems, negotiating manageable class sizes, negotiating safe staffing levels, negotiating wages and health benefits and retirement benefits, and making sure that the services that get provided to communities are the best they can be because we our community.
But that anger over what some like Weingarten see as the right wing's efforts to defund and defang public sector unions may prove useful.
The union membership right now, as of our May membership numbers, is 1,755,000 people, the largest number ever.
Weingarten, who was joined by Connecticut Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro and local labor leaders in New Haven, says union members across the country have been recommitting. David Ciccarella, president of the New Haven Federation of Teachers, says union cards literally flooded into their office. Lori Mack, Connecticut Public Radio.